Sports meets life with an unbiased perspective. This is your wake-up call with Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop for a very special edition of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. And I say special because three editions have come from Syracuse University. The football program has made three big announcements, and you can watch those announcements back again if you weren't there live, or if you missed part of it, or if you just want to see it back and you were there, on youtube.com/wakeupcallDT. That's the Wake Up Call DT YouTube channel. Once again, youtube.com/wakeupcallDT, all one word. Those three announcements, the first one being that the Syracuse Orange football program in the 2015 season will play up against the LSU Tigers from the SEC, which is the best conference in the country. When you look on paper, the best conference in the country, and the ACC in second, I would say. When the ACC is fighting to be first, well, this is one of the ways you do it, by putting an ACC team up against an SEC team. The Syracuse Orange will play the LSU Tigers in the Carrier Dome in the 2015 season non-conference schedule. There's a few things I have to say about this. Number one, I think that this was a move that the Syracuse program needed to make because of the fact that fans and alum and people all over that care about the Syracuse program have been saying that the MetLife games are outsourcing. You're outsourcing the best games. You're outsourcing Notre Dame. You're outsourcing Penn State. You're not getting them in the dome. So it's considered a home game, but it's not a home game, and the hometown crowd can't see these games. Well, the LSU Tigers game is signed, sealed, and delivered. Herm Frazier has signed the paper. The deputy athletics director for Syracuse University, he signed on the dotted line. The LSU Tigers are coming to the Carrier Dome. So the first thing that I have to say is, good decision on Syracuse's part for getting LSU in the dome, not putting this game into MetLife. And I get MetLife. I get the importance of it. I'm not knocking it all. But I do see the other side with Syracuse fans saying, well, the best teams that you're going to play should be in the dome. And the LSU Tigers, one of the best teams. And on Syracuse's schedule, quite arguably, even though it's a little while off, could be the best team that Syracuse faces in the regular season. So, credit to Syracuse for getting LSU of the SEC in the dome. Second thing I have to say about this game is the fact that this shows Syracuse as it used to be. You know, Syracuse is about tradition. They're about being one of the best teams in history. But getting back to that history, back to being one of the best, back to being prominent, back to being that team that nobody wants to see on their schedule. And one of the ways of doing that is to bring in the LSU Tigers. When Syracuse used to play the Nebraskas of the world in non-conference, when Rob Drummond, Don McPherson, and the rest of the Syracuse Orange in the 80s that brought about that undefeated season, they were playing the tough teams. They were going up against the best teams in the country. And the LSU Tigers being a non-conference game for the Syracuse Orange, with so many people saying Division I AA teams aren't going to teach you anything. Well, this is a Division I team in the best conference in college football. So, in and of itself, with this going back to history, play, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. So that's another good reason to have this game for LSU and Syracuse going up against each other. Another positive of this game is it helps in recruiting. You tell fans, you tell players that are in high school, you could go out there and there's the SEC teams that you could play for, but they might come to Syracuse and say, okay, well, I like this, and I like that. But you're not playing any SEC teams. I'm not going to get on national television. I'm not going to have the biggest draw watching me. And for an LSU game, you do have that opportunity. to play an SEC team, an ACC versus SEC type of game, recruiting can be helped by that. Win, lose, or draw, if you're playing the LSUs of the world, it helps your program even if you lose the game. Not saying that Syracuse is going to, but you have to understand that. It doesn't matter if Syracuse wins or loses. It's being on that schedule. You know, playing basketball for Syracuse, and kids, they don't choose to go to Duke, and they don't choose to go to UNC, but they might be lured to Syracuse because they get to play against Duke, and they get to play against UNC. Maybe there's a recruit that's spurned by LSU that's from the South that thought they were going to get an offer, and they didn't. And so they want that game, even if it only happens once in their career. They want to show LSU you missed out on something. They want to show the SEC you missed out on something. So the game is good for recruiting as well. And lastly, it's good for the fans. All of you that are listening in right now that are a fan of the Syracuse Orange football program, or you used to be a fan and maybe you've lost touch a little bit, this is a game that you're going to want to go to. This is a game that Syracuse needs to have you all there. The 50,000 or whatever the 40 whatever thousand exact number is going to shape out to be, they need you there. For a game like this, you should be there because it's SEC versus ACC. But at the same time, the Syracuse team needs you for these big games because this is a game that is like a bowl game. It's like a postseason game, LSU. So that's another thing. Fans, when you buy tickets, there's some weight to those tickets. Look at that. You look at the 2014 season, you got Louisville coming in. You got FSU coming in. You have Duke coming in. Great reasons why you should get tickets to go to the games. The year after, you got LSU. So there's some weight to that Syracuse ticket. Definitely. So that's my take on Syracuse getting LSU for the 2015 season. Second thing I want to talk about that Syracuse brought out was the fact that for the first game of the season for 2014, Syracuse is playing Villanova. They're a Division II school. They're not a Division I-A school. Okay, they're lower than that. But it's the first game of the season. And Scott Schaefer is offering you something special. He stated that he will cover for every ticket that's bought to the Syracuse-Villanova game at the Carrier Dome to open up the 2014 gridiron season, for every single ticket that is bought, Syracuse University will match that ticket. So if you buy a ticket to the game and you want to bring your lady, she's covered. If you buy a ticket to the game, you want to bring your mom and dad, one of them is going to be covered. So instead of having to buy three tickets, now you only have to buy two. So, and you can add another one on. If you pay for two tickets, if you pay for mom and dad, your ticket's free, and then you can bring somebody else with you. Bring your brother that you like the best. All jokes aside. But this is huge. It's a two-for-one opportunity. You buy a ticket, you get a ticket. You buy another ticket, you get another ticket. The more you buy, the more you get. One for each. So if you want to go and there's 10 of you, you buy five tickets, the other five of you get there for free, and then drinks on them, drink responsibly if it's going to be alcohol, nachos on them, popcorn on them, maybe they pay for gas, whatever that may be. But think about that. Two for one. How many football teams around the country are giving you that opportunity to say, we're opening our 2014 season. We're busting our butt here to have the best coaches and the best players and the best atmosphere. And we're going to thank you before the season even starts and say, if you buy a ticket to Villanova, we'll give you a ticket. How great is that opportunity? A two-for-one opportunity to see Syracuse open up their 2014 season. And with Scott Schaefer in his first year as the head coach of the Syracuse Orange football program, the only thing that they did was get to a bowl game and win. Coaches in their first year of a team that was rebuilding before that, getting the team back to a bowl game where The majority of the coaches are gone. Syracuse's head coach, gone. Offensive coordinator, gone. Quarterbacks coach, gone. Running backs, linebacker, secondary, they're all gone. Tim Doust of the defensive line and Rob Moore as the wide receiver coach were the only two coaches left on the staff. Oh, I'm sorry, offensive line was gone as well. So, Scott Schaefer had basically almost an entirely new staff, new recruiting coordinator, new guys in there with, you know, besides Will Hicks, you have other people with Hal Luther being gone. Then you have to figure out what you're doing there as well. So, all of these additions come into Syracuse in the staff. Then you go out and get players. You lose your starting quarterback with Ryan Nassib going, finishing his eligibility and going to the NFL. You lose your top wide receiver in Alec Lemon. You lose your whole left side of the offensive line. You lose your middle linebacker in Siriki Diabate. And yet, the Syracuse Orange got back to the postseason, and not only got back to the postseason, but had to go to the middle of the country to Texas, never been to the Texas Bowl before, won the Texas Bowl against a Big Ten team in Minnesota in his first year. And now he's offering you a 2-for-1 opportunity to come see him and the rest of the Orange start their second season together. Definitely an opportunity that doesn't come around much. Something special for the fans, and Scott Schaefer and Syracuse University showing you, the fans, that they really do want you out there and that they really do care about your part in everything that they're trying to do. The third thing unveiled by Syracuse are the pictures that you can see on wakeupcalldt.com and on my Facebook, facebook.com/wakeupcalldt. And on Twitter, @CallDT, that's CallDT. So for all of you that have seen them on there, I appreciate it. Thank you for following me. For those of you that haven't, make sure you check it out. Syracuse has new jerseys. Not an alternate jersey that they'll wear sometimes. New jerseys. New. Different. Changed. A new home jersey. A new away jersey. And an alternate jersey that's new as well that can be worn at any time. Syracuse, I'll start with the home jersey. Jersey's blue. Numbers are orange. On the numbers, there are lines. They're not drawn straight down. They're not drawn side to side. They're drawn at an angle. A 44-degree angle. So even though the number 44 has not been unretired as of now, every single player will be wearing 44, which I think is a nice tag on to the intro that Syracuse unveiled last year with all the players on the HD screen and one of the players wearing number 44 and you not knowing who it is, to pump up the whole team and kind of bring that history to the present day. Well, now that history is going to be with every single player in the present day. No matter what number you wear, that number is going to have 44 on it because all of the lines are at a 44-degree angle. So in a way, every single Syracuse player will be paying tribute to the number 44, which I think is amazing. I know Floyd Little appreciates it. I know Ernie. I feel that Ernie Davis, knowing that everybody is wearing 44, that might mean something to him in heaven. Jim Brown as well holds some meaning. Rob Conrad and everybody else that wore the number 44. Michael Owens, who played with Rob Drummond that undefeated season that Syracuse had. So the jerseys are blue. The numbers are orange. And at the neck of the jersey, there is a symbol to honor the military. Now, Scott Schaefer has always pounded his fist on the podium when he talked about the military, very strong inside of him, very meaningful to him. Doug Marrone started with going with the team to Fort Drum. Scott Schaefer continued that. And now Scott and the team are and Syracuse University, it will be honoring everyone who fights in the military to protect the freedom, the God-given freedom. God-given. Not nation-given. God-given freedom that is taken away from some and should never be. That freedom, the honor of those who protect it, who help establish it, who make sure that it exists, and that no one's taking that away from anyone, that freedom will be worn on the neck of all the Syracuse players. And in the away jersey, which is white with orange, and has a little bit of a fading from orange to gray in the numbers and on the sleeves, that all-white jersey will also have the same military crest. It will also have the 44-degree angle lines drawn. And the white jersey, now pardon me here, the home jersey that's blue with orange on it has an orange helmet. The white away jersey that has orange and a little bit of gray going on, that jersey has an all-white helmet. And I got to say, this is my favorite helmet of them all, of the ones I'm talking about with you here today. The white helmet, all white, but it's got that feel to it. With the helmets that came out last year for Syracuse, the blue that goes into the orange, love those helmets, by the way. Jacksonville Jaguars have something like them in the NFL. They were the only team to wear them in the NFL, where they had the black go into the gold with their logo on it, just like Syracuse had with their colors. The feel, not your typical helmet. It doesn't feel like that, you know, like waxy or whatever. It has that kind of like soft feel to it. Glossy, so to speak, something like that. I don't know how to adequately describe to you the texture of the helmet. It's just cool. It feels different. This all-white helmet with the orange S is sharp. It's my favorite one. It reminds me of the Arizona Cardinals, the all-white. Very, very sharp helmet. And then we get to the alternate jersey, which is kind of reminiscent of Syracuse with their basketball team, with the jerseys that they wore a couple seasons ago that weren't gray for everybody that thought they were Georgetown jerseys, the platinum color jersey. Well, this is that style. It's that grayish platinum color. The numbers are black. They're outlined in orange. The crest for the military stays on the neck. But I like these. They're very, very different. Because they kind of have a little bit of the other two jerseys, the home and away, kind of thrown in them with their own accent to it. And your alternate jersey has to be crazy. It's got to be different. It's got to be what you don't expect. And I think that they pulled it off here. I think that they definitely pulled it off. Now, the jerseys all have special meanings as well. And two of the jerseys have discipline on the back, which I think is huge. And you can hear more into detail all about that on my YouTube channel, watching back those videos. Please make sure you do that. You don't want to miss out. That's why I filmed them for you. Wake up call, or pardon me, youtube.com/wakeupcallDT. It's youtube.com/wakeupcallDT. And they'll describe to you what those words on the back of the jerseys and what that all means. So, here's the three jerseys. Now, the biggest problem that anybody's had with these jerseys is something that I don't necessarily fault a fan for. You can't fault a fan for this. You're a Syracuse Orange fan, so you say, okay, well, Syracuse has new jerseys. Where's the orange one? Where's that orange jersey? We're the orange, aren't we? For goodness sakes, the Cleveland Browns have an orange helmet, and they're brown. So where's the orange jersey? Well, it's coming. In the works, that's what we're told, that there will be orange pants, that there is potential for an orange jersey, which can go with the orange helmet that is worn with the home jersey that's blue and orange. The other thing that was stated is the fact that we see all these jerseys. We see the blue jersey with the blue pants, the white jersey with the white pants, the grayish platinum jersey with the grayish platinum pants, but they're all interchangeable. You can wear the white helmet with the home jersey. You can wear the white helmet with the alternate jersey, which I think would be pretty cool. You can wear the white jersey with the blue pants, the blue jersey with the platinum pants. And orange is something that will be integrated. We are told from Syracuse during the event of the unveiling that orange is on its way. So for all the fans that are freaking out saying, well, there's not that much orange going on, there will be. And there hasn't been that orange, that much orange going on in history. You have the orange helmet, but you have the blue jerseys at home, and you have the white jerseys on the road. There hasn't been a lot of orange. There was the all orange that they wore very sparingly, but for those that really desperately want the orange jersey, Syracuse hasn't had one. But we're told that something is coming, that it will, that orange want, that orange need, that necessity for you, maybe that thirst will be quenched soon. But I'm going to be honest with you, I love the jerseys. I think they're great. I think it's a long time coming. Recruits look at your facilities. They look at where they're going to be playing. They look at where they're going to be practicing. They look at where they're going to be working out, where they're going to be having team meetings, where they're going to be changing in the locker room, where they're going to be taking a shower. They look at all that, where they're going to be eating. They look at the jerseys. They look at the helmets. They look at all that. That's all important. Because think about it. If you're 17, 18 years old, you have the opportunity to play at the highest level of college football. You have a bunch of teams that are offering you the opportunity to play. And team A has a beautiful arena, different from what you've seen before. Team A has a great arena, right? They have great new jerseys, and they have a phenomenal practice facility that's relatively new. Team B has an old practice facility, a great venue to play, and new jerseys. Team C has an old facility, an old place to play, and jerseys that they've been wearing for the last 30 years. Which team are you going to choose? Now, some of you say, okay, Dan, well, who are Team A, B, and C? If Team C has all this old stuff and they're Alabama, then are we having this argument? Well, there are those special cases. But the Alabamas of the world are going to get their players. They're going to get it. The Florida States are going to get it because they've established that. Syracuse is looking to establish themselves as a powerhouse again. So they're making moves. They're upgrading. The dome had the upgrades with the board that goes all the way across, the ribbon boards, with the new HD screens. They've upgraded the electronics of the Carrier Dome. They are building a new practice facility. They are coming out with these new jerseys. They're making changes to stand out to recruits. They want people to say, oh, man, it's between these two schools, but damn, those jerseys are nice. Because you want to wear them. You want to have them. And you may think, Dan, that's so stupid. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would a jersey sell you? Well, why wouldn't it? When you're looking at colleges and places to go to, would you like to go to a school whose dominant color is maroon? Dark, dull. You want to go to a school that's vibrant, has a bright color, sticks out to you. There are those schools that you're going to go to no matter what. But there's schools like Syracuse who have improved in recruiting. And I've gotten to talk to the 2013 class and the 2014 class. And I am in discussion with the 2015 recruits that may very well sign with the Orange when that day comes. So I'm listening to these kids all the time. And I'm going to tell you personally that, yeah, I want to go where there's a good education. And I'm not just saying that. I want to go where there's a good education, because if I was going to go play football, football's not forever. It's not a sport that you can play forever. It's not your typical job. You know, there is that barbarian aspect of it. You know, you are knocking over the other guy for that ball. That ball to you could be anything. Could be gold. It could be the person that you love the most. It could be something that you've lost in your life that you're searching for. Football doesn't last forever. So, education is important to me. Yes, I'm going to go where there's a good education. Absolutely. And then you say to me, okay, well, what about the tradition? Now, would I want to go play for a team that's won a bunch of championships? Well, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Absolutely. The opportunity to win a championship, yeah, absolutely. But my father told me a long time ago, when I was looking at groups to be involved with, and there was, and these are groups for like campus ministry, and one of the groups was not really heavily, I mean, there wasn't a lot of heavy membership. There wasn't a lot of people involved. One of those groups that you could kind of crumble, you know? If somebody didn't step up within the next couple of years, maybe we get rid of this program type of program. Then there were other programs that were vibrant, and everybody wanted to be a part of it. And I said to my dad, I had to pick my top three. And I said, Dad, you know, I like these, but I can't choose. You know, it's so hard. And he said to me, he's like, Daniel, you are talented. You're good at what you do. You could be involved in any of these programs, and you could help any of them. I'm confident in that. That you being there would help any of these programs. But my son has the ability to take a program that's crumbling, that's dying, and give it life again. So why not do that? He said, not everybody can do that. Not everybody can come into something that's falling apart and build it back up again. So why not do that? So you look at schools around the country, and like I said, your Alabamas are going to get what they're going to get. Florida State's going to get what they're going to get. The Gators, they're up and down, but they get obviously good recruits. LSU. So then why do players go elsewhere? Because they want to build up that program. They want to make it better. And it doesn't mean the program has to be completely demolished and crumbled. Syracuse is not demolished and crumbled. Syracuse is not where it was in the Greg Robinson era. And that poor man has taken so much heat for so long. Even after he's gone from this green earth, people will still bring up the Greg Robinson era because it was one of the worst eras ever in the history of Syracuse football. But you look at Syracuse, and it's one of those programs that isn't completely established. It's not completely done. It's a house that's not completely torn apart, but it needs to be built up. So when you're looking at the programs that need to be built up, and you look even in the ACC, and you look at NC State, and you look at Duke, and you look at North Carolina, and you look at even Miami, who's fallen on some hard times in the midst of everything, weren't the team that they used to be when they were in the Big East. And you look at Boston College, and you look at Pittsburgh, and you look at Syracuse. All of these teams kind of on an even playing field when it comes to, okay, what are we getting in recruits? What are we building here? How are we being looked at? We're kind of like almost in the middle. You know, we're not there, but we're building the house. So you want to be a part of building this program. So you're a recruit, you're 17, 18 years old, and somebody walks into your house with these new Syracuse jerseys on. They don't catch your eye? They don't make you think? Let me tell you something. I know the Syracuse program very well. I know it very well. I've covered it. I've grown up around it. And you know that I will always be an impartial sportscaster. So do not pick apart my words and say I'm a homer. My topic is Syracuse, and I'm talking to you about Syracuse and what I know. I'm not a homer. I am impartial. It is a sin in broadcasting, a sin in the media, to have partiality. It's a sin. Because if you can't look at a game for all that it is, then how can the people listening do that? How can they look at it if they're listening to you talk about one side? So let's get that out of the way first. This Syracuse program, if I was 17, 18 years old right now, and I have Scott Schaefer come in and sit down and talk with me, with his morals and his values and his fight and his want to be a good father to every child out there, and his statement that he'd rather take a one-star who does things the right way than take a five-star who he's got to babysit. If you take all that and how much he loves his wife and his daughter and his son, and you say, well, Dan, how do you know that? Watch him with his family. Watch him with his family. That's a guy who I picture just likes to go home at night and have an hour of watching TV with the kids and his wife, sitting in the chair and just laughing. Just sitting in a cozy living room with the three people that he loves more than anything in the world. So you put that guy in my house, right? You tell me I can play in the Carrier Dome, which has so much history, and it doesn't matter the weather, because the game's not going to get canceled. I'm going to be at the Dome, right? So you put the Dome in with all its history. You have Scott Schaefer sitting there with me. You tell me we're in the ACC now, and we're going to play Florida State every year, and we're going to play Clemson every year, and we're going to have these non-conference LSU-type games. You tell me all of that, and then you bring out this jersey, and you say, wouldn't you like to try this on, son? You find me a recruit that's not considering Syracuse or open to anybody that's not going to have that jersey make some type of sense to them in this whole process in a positive way. So it's a good decision, and I commend Syracuse in doing this. If you ask me to pick my favorite jersey, it's probably the white one. Then would be the alternate, and lastly would be the home one. But these jerseys stick out to me. You know, I saw them today, and I said, let's get that off of Jerome Smith and Marquise Spruill and Charlie Loeb. Let me try that on. Let me see what it looks like. When you walk through the store and you see that item, and you're like, oh, I got to try that on. You know, the item that you don't like the price tag on it, but you're considering it. You're like, I don't want to spend that much, but wow, that's really nice. It's one of those. It's one of those. I think I want to have that in my house. So Syracuse is upgrading their facilities, has upgraded the Dome, is offering you a 2-for-1 deal to start the season, is playing teams like Florida State every year and Clemson every year. And now they have new jerseys. All of them new. Not one of them, not, hey, we'll wear this once a year. It's, we're wearing these every game. This is where it's at now. So all in all, I will say to Syracuse, good for you. They're making moves. They're making changes. They're sticking out. And from the retweets and everything that I see in social media, now there's bad with social media. Don't get me wrong. There's bad things with social media. You know that. I know that. Celebrities know that, for goodness sakes. But there are good things with social media. And with all the retweets and favorites that I've seen from me putting out a couple pictures, just a few pictures of these jerseys, it's getting the word out there. It's helping people to see. When people are reposting this, they're saying, you know what? I like it. And then their friends see it. And all of a sudden, it starts getting out to recruits. Recruits go, wow, it's a mighty fine jersey. And now, maybe they're considering Syracuse, and maybe they weren't before. So, it all has a purpose, and I commend Syracuse in the work that they're doing. Because I think that, you know, there comes a getting with the times, and there comes a keeping your own identity. They got to make sure that they do that. You can never lose your identity. You lose your identity, you're lost. If you're not who you are, then you're nothing. So that's important. But if they do this the right way, and they make these moves, but the morals and values still drive the program, I think it's going to be a good thing for Syracuse. And I had the opportunity to speak and have two interviews you're not going to hear anywhere else that you're about to get right now on wakeupcalldt.com. First, coming up, Herm Frazier. Herm Frazier's Deputy Athletics Director for Syracuse University. Herm and I got to have a conversation after the three announcements, the two-for-one for Villanova, LSU in 2015, which she was a big part of, and the new jerseys. So, without further ado, you and I will have the opportunity to listen back to what Herm Frazier had to say after what my sponsors have to say to you. And the reason why they're here, folks, and I want you to know this, sponsors for me, partners for me in Dantotar Broadcast Media, they don't exist just to exist. It couldn't be anybody, and they're interchangeable. The companies I work with because I care about them. I care about their success. I care about what I believe they bring to the community. And so now I implore you to listen, to write down those numbers, those addresses, and to find your way to each and every one that you're about to hear from, because when it comes to the companies that work with Dantotar Broadcast Media, they're companies that I want you to work with as well, to go out and see and truly enjoy what they have to offer. So let's listen to them, and then we'll be right back at it here on Wake Up Call with Dantotar on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, with Herm Frazier, Deputy Athletics Director for Syracuse University. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop at Honda City.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And for all of you listening on the Apple and Google Play Store app, Sports DT. You can get the app, it's free, from Apple by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. You can also check the Apple Store by searching Sports DT. S-P-O-R-T-S-D-T. But if you have any trouble, make sure you go directly to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. And on the Google Play Store, simply search Sports DT, S-P-O-R-T-S-D-T. So for all of you that have downloaded my app, thank you so much for that. I truly appreciate it. And now you have over 300 shows on your phone, on your tablet, on your iPad, iPod, iPhone, whatever it may be. Wherever you go, it's right there with you. You can pause it, come back to it, and you could go to any show at any time. Any of the 300 shows, you can go back 9 months, and it's there for you. So make sure that you download the Sports DT app as soon as possible so that you never have to leave home without it again, and you never have to miss out on anything. You don't have to, it's not traditional radio where you turn it on, you lose the signal. You turn it on and it's there for you. You're never going to lose that signal. It's going to stay on your phone with you from beginning to end. You get to listen all the way through, and there's never a show that you're going to miss. So make sure you download the Sports DT app right now from Google and the Apple Store. Herm Frazier, Deputy Athletics Director, with me right now to talk about all of this news with Syracuse University, all these positives that are happening. First and foremost, with how LSU came about and what happened, he was said to be the point person to get LSU to the Carrier Dome to face off against Syracuse in 2015. And this is what Floyd has to say about that whole process and who's involved besides him with coming together on this decision, as well as much more.
We sit down together, Bob Brodsky, Coach Schaefer, Dr. Gross, and myself, and then we discuss teams that we'd like to have come on campus. And then after I get the marching orders, we then get on the phone, we exchange telephone calls. ESPN, who's a partner, they were also involved with this. And at the end of the day, I mean, I think it's good for us, good for our fans, and good for our football program.
Why choose a team like LSU specifically out of the SEC? I get the SEC, but why LSU?
Well, we wanted a team that's a premier team year in and year out. So I think if I said that, you would probably say Georgia, LSU, Florida, Alabama.
Right.
And out of those, LSU was the one that was a newer. I think it's also a feather in our cap to be able to have them come to the Dome first before we even go play them on their campus. And so those are the things that we think are important.
When you look at MetLife, some fans have said, you know, taking a big team away from the Dome, but in this case, you're putting a team into the Dome. So is this a way to kind of tell the fans, hey, you know, even though there is MetLife and there's a purpose for that, we're also looking to bring those big names to the Carrier Dome as well?
Well, the MetLife enables us to do things like this. By playing in MetLife, that helped us have our in the New York City area, and it also helped us get our interest in the ACC. So as a result of that, now we could have an SEC team come on to our campus, which we think is very, very important.
And then as far as all the new jerseys that are coming out, how involved do you get in that process? Were you involved in the process of seeing what came about with Nike and how they brought everything together?
It was basically coach and the student athletes. The administration has the conversations with Nike about where we're headed, so forth and so on. But then the players and the coaches decide how they're going to come out.
How do you feel about seeing them now and knowing what Syracuse is going to look like going forward?
Well, I think the three former athletes can tell you exactly how they feel about it. I am sure that when our current student athletes see it, they're going to be really thrilled about it. And you couple that with what we're trying to do with Villanova, having LSU on campus in the Dome, and being down here at Destiny. This is all big time. This is big time.
Two words, Herm Frazier, Deputy Athletics Director for Syracuse University, ended with to describe what Syracuse is doing with their football program. Two words. Big time. Saying something about where Syracuse is looking ahead with everything that they've been working on. Big time. Think about that. As we step aside to hear from more of those inside the Dantotora Broadcast Media family, right here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Sault City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Sault City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Sault City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse. Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. You heard before the break from Herm Frazier, Deputy Athletics Director for Syracuse University. Coming up next is the Special Assistant to the Athletics Director, that being Floyd Little. But Floyd Little's not just that. Floyd Little wore number 44. Floyd Little is part of some of the richest history that Syracuse has ever had. Floyd Little is someone who is in the College Football Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fames all over the place, from his community to his high school to everything that Floyd does, humanitarian awards. Floyd Little is all over the place. And Floyd Little, mind you, that if I had a team right now, if I had a football team, Floyd Little would be playing on that football team. I would look and search for eligibility, because Floyd Little, he's that fine wine. He gets better with time. He gets better with time. More wisdom, more of those smiles, and a body that could still kill you on the field. Floyd Little, with me here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, to talk about everything that's going on with Syracuse and his feeling on the program. Starting off, first and foremost, with the fact of not having number 44 unretired, but having the 44 degree angle lines in the numbers of the jerseys, if that still keeps the number 44 alive and the tradition alive for Syracuse.
Well, it does. Syracuse is 44. It's synonymous with the success of our program. They want to keep it where they can, whether it's the crosses from the military, from Fort Drum, or just the angle and the gloves that they have. I just think, and I'm glad that they do, because I wore number 44. It's been retired, and a lot of people think we ought to unretire. I don't know that that's going to happen. But the fact that they continue to use that in their efforts to continue a history and a tradition at Syracuse University. I'm one of the 44s. Who am I to say don't do that? I like it. I think it's excellent that we continue to consider that in our design and all of the things that we do. Syracuse University is known for its running backs, especially the ones that wore number 44, and our basketball players. Was wearing number 44, and our lacrosse player, and all of the players that look to wear the number 44. That's a significant tradition of Syracuse University, where some of their best players in their history has worn that number. So for us to continue to have the number and have the angles and the flags and the 44 degree angle, I think that's significant to creative people. I'm not creative. I wouldn't know nothing about that. I only know one way to make a four. So, I don't know. But I like it. I think it's exciting. I think it's interesting. And the uniform is going to really help in the recruiting, because that's what the kids look at. The ones I talk to on the sidelines, and welcome them to Syracuse and hopefully get their names and where they're coming from and positions they play. And the only thing I hear them is, man, look at those uniforms. And those are hot. So they don't care about the score. They want to know about the uniform, which is funny for me because I was about winning and about performing well. And what I wore really didn't have any bearings on how I played. I mean, I'm going to play good or bad regardless of what I wore. But today's kids, they need to be what they call hot, I guess. Who knows?
How does that, for someone who, like you said, you know, tradition, and you're going to play no matter what they give you. If they give you a T-shirt and pants, you're going to play well. What's it like for you to see that we live in this world where you have to have the next hot jersey and you have to have that change and that spark? And teams like Oregon, even talking to recruits, it's one of the first things that they say is that the jerseys are great.
Well, that's a sign of the times, you know. When I got here, we didn't even have microwaves. I mean, we had punch cards for registration, not computers. What's that? Who did he play for? You know, I mean, the Facebook and Instagram. And we didn't have all of that. So the kids today, they grow up with all these different new fandangos. So they look for innovative things. They look at more ways to do things and do them differently. And all schools has got to compete. So if we're going to get recruits that are into all of that, then we're going to have to be a part of all of that. Because if you don't change with the times, you die. If the NFL didn't get involved with the spread formation and the nickel and dime packages and run and shoot, if they stayed with what they did when I played, they'd be out of business. They have to change. And we have to change if we're going to compete. And if it means that we have to get different uniforms, several different kinds, not the same one. I wore the same pants and same shirt for every game.
Yeah.
And today, if a good quality recruit came to our campus and showed the kind of uniforms, it's bad enough that our facilities are not equal to some of the great facilities in the schools that we play. I mean, we're behind in our facility. We need to do something to improve. I wouldn't know that. I only know that because I travel with the team. And when I see the facilities that they have, I'm like, oh, my God, this is nice. This is, recruits see the same thing. So we have to compete to get recruits, to get the talent, top people for our program to continue to grow. And as part of it, at the start, is the uniform. We'll have to work on our facilities down the road. But if we're going to get quality players, and if we're going to be one of those 13 elite teams, we're going to have to compete across the board. And I think we can compete with the uniforms because every kid that I saw this year on the sidelines was like, man, look at them uniforms, man. I like that. So that tells me, and we had a great recruiting class. So obviously the kids are coming. One of the reasons is the uniform. They don't care where they're going to be playing. They're going to be wearing a bad uniform. So I like that, and I think we are moving in the right direction. I think with the direction of some of our administrators, especially Herm Frazier, to help schedule a game like UCLA, I mean, LSU, I mean, and looking at other teams like that to schedule, and for Schaefer to have enough time to start building the kind of team that he needs to compete. And he's done that this year. His first class is one of the best classes that we've had, especially since I've been here. When I look at the players that he's gotten in this class that's signed and that's committed to be here, we can compete.
The three words coming from Floyd Little to end one of the greatest interviews that I've ever done. And I say that because every time I talk to Floyd Little, it's one of the greatest interviews that I could have ever done. Because I love talking with Floyd Little. He has so much wisdom. He is a humble, kind man. And you can feel the fire. You can feel the fire in his voice. And Scott Schaefer gets him to move. So think about that. The motivational man gets moved and motivated by Scott Schaefer. Big words. For Scott, a man I respect. For Floyd, a man I respect. And for Herm Frazier, another man I respect. For all the work that they have done and what they've brought forward for Syracuse University. So, from the men I respect to the companies I respect, let's listen one more time to those that have joined into the Dan Tatar Broadcast Media family. So you can write down those numbers, get down those addresses, and make sure you get out to enjoy these services. And then I'll be back here to wrap up another Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse. Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's F-A-N-H-A-N-D-S.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
A special thanks to everyone that you heard from here, part of the Dan Tatora Broadcast Media family. I also want to put a special thanks out to the motivator of the soul, Deborah Crossman. You make sure that you get out to Deborah Crossman and get yourself on the path, on a good path, a positive path. She is a psychic. She is a medium. She is a hypnotherapist. There's a lot of different ways that she can help. Not your traditional ways, but then again, let's get a little bit untraditional. These jerseys that Syracuse has, they're untraditional. They're different. And in the same respect, Deborah Crossman doesn't have your typical service. Doesn't have something that you could just go out and find anywhere. Not something you could buy in a store and bring home. She's someone that is looking to help you. It's not the crystal ball, long robe, I'm going to tell you that you're going to be rich in 3 days. It's the person that sits with you and talks with you and uses her abilities to tell you the best that she can from what she gets. But to help you on your path, to not just say something and then that's it. That's why I call her the motivator of the soul, because she isn't your typical psychic or medium or hypnotherapist. She's someone that is looking to help you. She wants you to leave better than you came in when you go to see her. So make sure that you make that phone call to Deborah Crossman. I waited 28 years to sit down with someone like Deborah Crossman. And after doing that, I can honestly tell you that it felt great. I feel good about myself. I feel like she has helped. I feel like she has said things that make a lot of sense that she wouldn't know about me. And I don't think that she was a fortune teller. I don't think that she was someone that was saying, hey, buy that lottery ticket. I think she was someone to say, hey, this is what I get from you. These are my vibes. And to describe things to me that really are meaningful in my life. She's someone that is out of the box, but we have to step out of that box and give things a chance. And Deborah Crossman is one of those opportunities that I'm happy I took a chance on. I'm happy that I gave Deborah Crossman an opportunity to motivate my soul, to be there with me and talk with me. So make sure that you do the same thing and give Deborah Crossman an opportunity to talk with you and to help you as you move forward in your life, because the present is here, the past is past, and the future is on its way. So why not have a motivator of the soul help you take that next step in your life? Someone who wants you to do positive things, who doesn't want anybody to come into her office to sit with her and to leave less than what they came in. She's only looking for you to improve and to leave better than when you came in. So make sure that you give that phone call to Deborah Crossman, and make sure you listen in to Deborah Crossman on my exclusive show, Crossworks, which happens here on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop. You can find those episodes at any time on your Sports DT app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store by searching through the list. You can also find it directly on the Crossworks page on wakeupcalldt.com. You can listen back to any of the shows. Deborah Crossman, her phone number to schedule your opportunity to speak with her and have a reading, do hypnotherapy, whatever it may be, 315-247-9088. That's 315-247-9088. You can also reach Deborah Crossman by email, debbiec1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. Looking to motivate your soul and take that next step in the positive direction? We're all looking to do that, folks. Don't lie. We all want to take the next step in the positive direction. We all want to have a great life and make the most of the time that we have here. So why not talk with Deborah Crossman and at the very least, potentially get some insight on what that next step should be or could be? Deborah Crossman, definitely worth the phone call. 315-247-9088 and the email, debbiec1953@hotmail.com, if you would rather type over to her. I also want to give a special thanks to Giovanni's, who helps every man look good. I went to Giovanni's for my wedding. That was my choice. I wanted to go to Giovanni's. And after going to Giovanni's and having the opportunity to meet with John, the owner, and to meet with Vincenza, and to get that family feel that you're sitting in a living, like in, you're in an Italian living room, and say, like, hey, try this on. You don't feel like you're at a business. You don't feel like somebody's hovering over you, desperate to make a sale. You don't feel like you're getting rushed out of there. When I walked in, I said, hey, you know what? I'm getting married. I need a tux. And I said to John. I said, this is the tux I want. I think that's the one I'm going to want. He said, I don't think so. But you know what, Dan? You could try it on. He said, I'm going to give you a couple that I think you're going to like, but you could try on that one. So didn't hinder me from what I wanted, but said, I'm going to make a couple suggestions. And you know what? John was right. And I went with the tuxedo that he gave me. The first one that he gave me, I knew it was the right one. Even though I tried on the other two, I knew that was the right one. So when it comes to your wedding, it comes to the prom, any special event, ceremony that you're doing, when it comes to getting a tux, looking good, and feeling good in your own skin, dress that skin with a tuxedo from Giovanni's. You will not be disappointed, because my wedding, I'm only looking to get married once. My fiance knows that. I'm only looking to get married once, and I want to do it the right way. Those pictures are going to be forever. Those moments are going to be forever, and I'm doing that in a Giovanni's tux. My forever moments will be spent in a tux from Giovanni's. Make sure yours are as well. Giovanni's on Brewerton Road, just off the highway by the Syracuse International Airport, just outside of Mattydale. Make sure you get to Giovanni's. You heard from Salt City Billiards on 3707 Brewerton Road. It is right next door to Salt City Billiards. So make sure you get out to see Giovanni's and let them know that Dan Tatora sent you over there. Before I head out, I want to make sure that we discuss something that we haven't done in a little while here. It's one of the signature pieces of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, that helps me to go off a little bit. Now, you're going to get my honesty, you know that, 100% of the time. But this segment allows me to maybe get a little bit louder, maybe throw a few more jokes in there. It allows me to have that free rein to say what I want to say. And not that I'm not going to do that throughout the whole show. I will. But this segment helps me to key in on something that really teed me off. And I get to talk with you about it. And that is the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt, my longest standing partner on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, the home of the Wake Up Call Sunday, chocolate, vanilla, or a twist, soft serve, topped off with caramel and cookie dough pieces, whipped cream and a cherry, and you can get it in Carvel Light. If you're looking to get less calories, but you still want to have that Carvel flavor, you can get my sundae in Carvel Light as well as so many different things with Carvel Light, from their ice cream cakes, signature ice cream cakes. There is no other ice cream cake in the world except for Carvel. I'm telling you right now, they may exist. You may be able to physically say, hey, Dan, I just bought this cake. Look, it's not from Carvel. So there are other ice cream cakes in the world. And I'm going to say to you, yeah, but they don't taste like Carvel. Nothing tastes like Carvel. So I tell you, very, very kindly, you may want to bring that cake back. And before you go home for your anniversary, your wedding, your birthday party, your graduation, you might want to trade in that cake and go get yourself a Carvel cake. At Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops, minutes from Syracuse University. And they bring you the annoying moment of the week exclusively here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora. But I cannot give you the annoying moment of the week without this. I have a few things that I want to put in this annoying moment of the week. And so we're going to have, you know, it's going to be two scoops. We're going to have two scoops of the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. The irony, because Carvel DeWitt makes you feel good. I mean, when you go there, it's happy, it's exciting. And the annoying moment of the week is stuff that I'm upset about. I'm downright peeved off a little bit. So I'm pissed. Okay, we can say that. I can say that. I'm pissed off. So there's a couple things. So thank you to Carvel for all the happiness and all the joy that you bring. And thank you for bringing this segment where I can, you know, unleash a little bit. So thank you to Jay Cartini and his staff. So two scoops of the annoying moment of the week. Let's do the first scoop, okay? The first scoop is sports related. And that is the fact that the Toronto Raptors, mind you, Toronto, okay? The only team not in the United States of America, the only team in the National Basketball Association that is not in America, not in the United States of America. It's in North America, but it's in Canada. Okay, Vancouver's gone. They've been gone for a while. They're in Memphis. So Toronto is that team. And here's what bugs me, okay? Toronto is almost never, as far as I'm concerned, from what I see when I watch television, they are almost never advertised in America. Now, I am in the state of New York. I am 4 hours away from Toronto. It is right there, okay? Buffalo, hop, skip, and a jump. It's right there. So here's my deal. I don't hear about Toronto here. I don't see Toronto advertised here, the Toronto Raptors. So, and I'm close. A lot of people in New York could go up to Canada, even just for the day. So my issue is, where is the advertising for Toronto? Well, Dan, that doesn't get, you know, people don't want to watch Toronto. Okay, well, how about this? They're the third best team in the Eastern Conference. Third best, okay? Not eighth, not barely making it into the playoffs, not being one of those Eastern Conference teams that's going to squeak in with a 500 record or a losing record. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Toronto Raptors with a bunch of players that you probably said, who the heck are they? Okay? They get rid of Andre Bargnani, their giant man inside that could shoot the jumper. He goes to the Knicks. Guess what? The team keeps going. They keep Kyle Lowry. He's doing well. This team, this Toronto Raptors team, they don't have Jose Calderon anymore. I would ask a bunch of people, I would love to know, if I got a room full of 100 people that live in the United States of America, if they could name the starting five of the Toronto Raptors. Five. Just the starting five of the Toronto Raptors, okay? Crazy to me. Crazy. And I'm not talking about a Toronto Raptors fan. I'm saying a fan in the NBA, professional basketball, that at least watches it, to name me the starters for the Toronto Raptors. Because they're not advertised. They're not talked about. It's not something that's brought up a lot. You know, Toronto goes on a winning streak, and that's when it's brought up. It's brought up a little bit. Hey, Toronto's winning games right now. Hey, they got 19 in a row. Let's talk about it. But besides that, when do you hear about Toronto? When does TNT or TBS or ESPN or ABC, when are they showing a Toronto Raptors game in primetime or on Sunday or for Christmas? When are you seeing the Toronto Raptors? Well, Dan, you know, it's not going to get views. It's not the team that people want to watch. Well, this year they are the third best team in the Eastern Conference. The number one team in the Atlantic Division, which includes Brooklyn, the New York Knicks, the Boston Celtics, the Philadelphia 76ers, and everybody, I understand everybody's at Philadelphia, Dan, come on now. But I'm talking about history. The history of the Boston Celtics. The history of the New York Knicks. The history of the Nets, who have gotten better over time. You look at Toronto. They're at the top of the heap. They made it. They did it. They're in. They won the Atlantic Division. They're the third best team in the East behind the Indiana Pacers and the Miami Heat. Okay? They're behind just them, who people talk about, is Indiana going to win the championship or is Miami going to win the championship? Nobody's talking about Toronto. That pisses me off because Toronto, for the last however many months, let's say 2-3 months, they've been the third best team in the East. Okay? Safe to say that it's not like 3 days ago or at the end of the season. They have been the third best team in the East for a long time, and everybody's worried about, oh, if Miami, they lose two games in a row, Dan. What do you think's going to happen when they're playoff? You know, are they going to win a championship? And what about Indiana? I mean, wow, they look terrible. Or what about this Lakers team that's friggin' awful, but we got to talk about them every single day because it's the Lakers? What about the Clippers? What about the Golden State Warriors? What about the two teams out of California that are busting people's butts and getting work done? What about them? I don't want to hear about the Lakers anymore, okay? They're terrible. We move on. Toronto has a bad season. Nobody talks about them. But if Toronto has a good season, who's talking about them? Besides Drake and myself, who's talking about the Toronto Raptors? Besides Leo Routens, who is up in Toronto covering the games formerly of the Syracuse Orange, besides Leo and Drake and myself, who's talking about, in the Toronto Raptors organization, who's talking about Toronto? And I'm not okay with that because I don't care. I don't care. You know, Dan, they're not from here. We shouldn't have teams in Canada. It's supposed to be United States. If they're going to have a team, Toronto should move somewhere and be in the States. No, get out of here. They're in the top 15 in attendance. Did you know that? There's 30 teams in the NBA. Toronto Raptors are in the top half in attendance. That means there's more than 15 teams that have less people come to games than the Toronto Raptors. But the way that it's advertised to us is that, Toronto is a hockey town. Nobody likes the Raptors. Nobody goes to the games. Nobody cares about the team. They don't matter. I didn't even know they were still in the NBA, Dan. Well, guess what? They are. They're the third best team, and I hope that they win the championship. And the reason why I hope that they win the championship is because nobody is talking about them. They are so worried about Indiana and New York and all about Western Conference, making sure Oklahoma City's on television, making sure teams that are friggin' awful are still on television, but we're not talking about the Toronto Raptors. So you know what, Toronto? Win the championship. Win it. So they have to talk about you. They only spend a day doing it, if that, if they even spend 24 hours. But you know what? Be the championship team so that you get the trophy and you get the hat and you get to go visit the president, because guess what? That's what puts you on the map. That would give people, they would be forced to have to talk about you for 5 seconds of their life. God forbid somebody would have to talk about the Toronto Raptors for any amount of time. I've talked about them more in this segment than they've been talked about all year, probably, by any of the advertisement in the NBA. I don't think the NBA has commercials for the Toronto Raptors. It is sick. It's disgusting. They're a good team. They've done it the right way. They don't have crazy superstars that they're paying billions of dollars for. This team is the third best team in the East. I hope that they end up being the best team in the East and that they win the whole darn thing, so that you have to sit there for 5 minutes and hear about the Toronto Raptors, because they deserve it. They've earned it. They've worked hard for it. And Toronto, I commend you. So that's the first part of the annoying moment of the week. You don't think I have any more in me? Well, I do. The second part has to do with sports. My second annoying moment of the week is something that I'm done with. And this is for all of you. This is for people all over the world. Everywhere. This is for you. Because whether you're a sports fan or you stumbled onto this show and you're listening to it and you're like, wow, Dan's talking about all these teams and I don't know who these teams are. I don't know who the Toronto Raptors are. Well, most people don't, because nobody advertises. But anyways, let's get off of that. No matter who we are or where we come from, there is something that should always be a part of every single business that wants you to come in and spend money with them or listen to them or watch them anywhere at all times. And that's customer service. It's customer service. It's going out the freaking window. That's what's happening to customer service. It's not there. Do you walk through stores and have no one greet you? Someone who's sitting there literally staring at you and they cannot say, hello, how are you today? Because they don't care. They don't want to say it. And they don't have a manager who pushes them to say it. That pisses me off, okay? There should not be someone in a store that doesn't know how to greet you. That's number one. Number two, if you're hiring those people, it's your own damn fault that they're standing there not greeting anybody, because you're not pushing that they have to have some type of manner at the very basis of life to be able to say hello, God forbid, when somebody walks through the door. How about this? How about this one? When you go into a store or a restaurant and you're trying to buy a shirt or you're trying to get a table, and some moron is on their cell phone at work, on their cell phone, looking down, not hiding it, not hiding behind a clothes rack, not putting it under the hostess table. They are literally with the phone out in your face, looking down and typing on the phone, sending a text message. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm at work. This is terrible. I can't. Why am I here? Because you are. And guess what? For the next 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 hours, you got to look up and say hi to somebody. Hey, how you doing? What is this cell phone garbage? If I was a manager right now, let me say this. You know, maybe this should be a side job for me. Maybe I should be hired as an agent, okay? I've always wanted to be a special agent. Maybe this is my way to be a special agent. you hire me, okay, business owners all over the place, you hire me to come into your store for a day, and I get to clean out your dirty laundry. That's what I get to do. You hire me for 24 hours, and you say, Dan, you could fire anybody in here if they don't follow our policies, they don't follow our rules. Stores would have, if I walked in with 40 workers, they'd have two at the end of the day. It's awful. My fiance has told me crazy stories. I've seen stuff of just going in somewhere, and see, we won't spend money. I'm not going to name the restaurant that we went into, but we went into a restaurant. We went to the host table, or the host counter, the host area, and there's nobody there. So we said, okay, you know, maybe they're helping somebody to their table. That's fine. It takes a minute. You know, I was a host before. I worked at a restaurant before. So I know, you know, it takes a second. So I figure, okay, they're going to come back. Or if they're seating somebody, then the bartender or some, it wasn't that busy in the restaurant, or one of the servers will come up and say, hey, we'll be right with you. Or maybe they'll seat you. Okay. Nobody came up. About 5 minutes go by. Couple was there before my fiance and I. Nobody had come over to them. Nobody came to us. Well, here's the thing. My money is valuable to me. My fiance's money is valuable to her. So we stood there. We gave you the opportunity. We gave you the benefit of the doubt that you had a good reason, but you still didn't come up. So we left and we went to a different restaurant. So you lost in that day, between the two of us, $30, $40. You lost a nice tip because we tip well. So I don't know what's going on in this world, but where is customer service? Where has the importance of, and it's not that all companies are like this. They're not all like this. But some of these companies are freaking awful at customer service. How hard is it to be a nice human being? How difficult is that for you? To say, hi, how are you? Let me take you to your table. Do you have everything that you need? Are you looking at this shirt? Do you have any questions for me? I'm not talking about the people that hover over you because they think you're stealing something from the store. I'm saying just to be acknowledged when you're in the store. Because here's a newsflash to everybody that needs to get this straight, at least from me personally. If you're not respectful and nice to me and don't have good customer service, I will not shop in your store. I will not come to your restaurant. And I won't come back. You will lose me forever. That's what happens. There was a store I just went into recently that there were four people standing by a register. Actually, there were more than four. Not one of them said a word to me. I had what I wanted. I had my shirt in my hand. I'm ready to pay for it. And not one of them said anything. Now, I would have put the T-shirt back and walked out, and I would have bought it somewhere else, spend $2 more to buy it, just to not have to buy it in that store. But I had a gift card to the store. So the only thing that saved that place is that I had a gift card. If I didn't have a gift card, I wouldn't have gone there. I would have just said, okay, you know what? You don't have time for me. I don't have time for you. Because, come on, people. Our money is worth something to us, right? You work hard for it. You go out there. You bust your butt. You come home with that paycheck. And you want to go get something nice for yourself or somebody that you love. And you want to be treated with a little bit of respect. You want to go out with your honey, have a nice dinner. You want to feel good when you're out at dinner. You don't want somebody to come out there. They hate their life. How are you doing today? All right, do you want to hear the specials? Well, yeah, hold on. I don't want that. I don't want that garbage. I want you to come up to me and get off your cell phone. Let me tell you something. There is nothing that important, okay? Outside of a loved one being in trouble, there is nothing that you need to stare at your phone for. It will be there 3 seconds from now. It'll be here 1 second from now. It'll be there. If something breaks, there's big news. You got to hear it. Oh, my gosh. It'll be there. The score of the game, it'll be there. What, you know, if Tupac is alive or dead, notes on that. Oh, we found a hidden track. That'll all be there. What Jessica Alba wore to her dinner party, that'll be there. But get off the phone. Say hello to the people that are with you. And not just in customer service, but have you ever had a friend that you go out to eat lunch with? And they're on their cell phone texting another friend. And then when they're with that friend, they're on their cell phone texting you. So they never really have a face-to-face conversation with anybody. nor do they respect anybody, but they always want to talk to you. They just don't want to see you. That's messed up. That's really messed up. So that's my thing, okay? Get some customer service. Get off the phone. Come up for air. Try to breathe a little bit. I understand that technology is important. It has a lot to do with my business. But if I didn't take a few minutes with my fiance, guess what? I wouldn't have one. So that's my annoying moment of the week. That's my two scoops of the annoying moment of the week. Hopefully it changed your life for the better. I'm trying. Deborah Crossman, the motivator of the soul, she's out there doing hers. I'm trying to do mine a little bit here. I'm trying to motivate you as well. So I hope the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, minutes from Syracuse University, across the street from Tops. I hope that this annoying moment of the week will help you to you know, hopefully I got some of your emotion out for you. If you're one of those people that's always on your cell phone, you're probably really pissed off at me right now. But guess what? So are a lot of people in your life that want to talk to you. So get off the phone for a couple minutes. Jeepers Christmas. Just do it for me, okay? See what happens if you come up for air for a minute. So that's the annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt, the home of the Wake Up Call Sunday, and all the great things that Carvel DeWitt has. Over 60 years in the Central New York community, it's the longest-standing Carvel franchise in America. So how great is that? It's in your backyard for a lot of you. And for people traveling in, you got to get Carvel. If you don't have Carvel in your area, you miss it. If you have Carvel, you know how important it is. And if you've ever been to Carvel DeWitt, it's different. Just by the way that they put the toppings on the hard ice cream that's in the display. Just everything about Carvel DeWitt is, it screams good times. It screams, let's go have fun. It screams, you know what? We deserve to take a little break with the family, with our girlfriend, boyfriend, classmates, friends, coworkers, whatever it may be. Carvel DeWitt is the place to go. 4322 East Genesee Street. Proudly bringing you the annoying moment of the week, giving me an opportunity to go off. So, to Jay Cartini and his staff, thank you for all that you do. Make sure you go out. You won't be disappointed. Carvel DeWitt. Before I leave, I want to put out a very special thanks to Job Corps, who is a part of my team now at Dantotora Broadcast Media. If you need help, ages 16 to 24, you want to find a job, you want to make sure that you are educated enough and that you're prepared for the real world, you haven't found where you're going, you're in a rut, you're considered at risk in your community, whatever it may be. You know, if you grew up without mom or dad, or if you grew up in a bad neighborhood, or you grew up where there wasn't a lot for you to get for education, wherever your path was up until this moment, guess what? It's different now, because Job Corps will help you to make it different. If you are open to learning and you are open to having a better life and you are open to making a better future for yourself, Job Corps will help you get there. So make sure that you check out Job Corps. Go online and check out Job Corps. You will not be disappointed, folks. Job Corps is there to help you. They are there to instill those truly great, unique characteristics that they will help you find within yourself, those characteristics that would be good for any company, any business, anywhere, one of them being customer service, I'm sure, good customer service. So make sure that you get out to Job Corps. If you're between the ages of 16 and 24, take charge of your life and get in touch with Job Corps. In the Central New York community, Job Corps' number is 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. You can call them Monday through Friday, normal business hours. Job Corps office in Syracuse, New York, provides at-risk women and men between the ages of 16 and 24 a means to learn and grow our talents, as well as gain helpful skills in obtaining and sustaining, very important, not just to obtain the job, but sustain the job and have a true career and not just a job, where work is something you love to do. That positive step in your life can be taken. I don't care who told you that you can't make it or that you're not going to be able to do it. I don't care where you came from or what your situation is. Job Corps will help those that want to be helped and are open to being helped. Ages 16 to 24, call Monday through Friday, normal business hours, 315-478-5529. And I also want to give a special thanks to DrySigLady.com, who allows women to feel good in their clothes all throughout the day. From active wear to relaxed fit clothing, DrySigLady fits the schedule of any woman. It changes with you without you having to change. The DrySigLady line allows you comfort throughout your entire day. You can find it now on DrySigLady.com. That's DrySSIGLady.com. And staying online for your purchases, FanHands.com. There's two simple facts that you need to know. We're all a fan of something, and we clap to show excitement no matter what our background it is, what language we speak, what ethnicity we are. It's all the same. The universal language of every fan is clapping your hands. And you can enhance that in a fun, exciting way that brings out the kid in all of us by going to fanhands.com and choosing one of their 11 colors always in stock, getting your favorite team color, putting on those fan hands, and clapping at the next event louder than you've ever been before. You don't have to strain your voice. You don't have to yell at all. You will become a louder fan just by clapping your hands. That universal language gets enhanced with fan hands, found at fanhands.com. That's fanhands.com. FanHands.com. For the Danzatora Broadcast Media family, for Floyd Little and Herman Frazier, and for all of you listening, God bless you. Thank you so much for all you do, including helping me live my dream every single day simply by tuning in. You don't think you're doing much. You don't think it's anything, but I know it, and I appreciate it. For the thousands and thousands of you who have listened, who have watched, who have read my work, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I cannot ever thank you enough for being there. So God bless you. Be well. And have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. No matter what time it is that you're listening, have a phenomenal day. And make sure, as soon as you click off from listening here, that you thank the guy upstairs for at least one thing in your life, because we all have something to be thankful for. Take care, and I'll talk to you very soon. Here on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more.